From here on out, we're going to be seeing a lot of struct objects on the heap, so we need to talk about that. It's not terribly unusual, though. In order to allocate an object on the heap of a struct type, you just use size of, as I showed you in the last example. So, for example, if I wanted to allocate an employee object on the heap, I would do like I'm doing here. I would call malloc and give it the size of struct employee. When you get one of those objects back, of course, as you know, you're getting a pointer back. And so the question is, how do you access the members of that structure? Well, you do it the normal way. You have a pointer, right? And so if you want to get at the struct that that pointer is pointing to, you use indirection. So star P, in this case, is the structure. Now, if you want to get at the member of the structure, you have to use the dot operator. So dot member name.
It turns out that the dot operator is a higher priority than the indirection operator.
And so you've got to put parentheses around the star P so that that binds first. And since that's kind of a hassle, there's a shorthand for getting at a member of a structure through a pointer to a structure, and that's using the right arrow. You actually type out two characters there, the dash or minus sign and the greater than sign. That together is that token that means go through the pointer and get at the member of the structure that that pointer is pointing to.